getting well or healing was all about just taking pharmaceutical drugs, and don't take me wrong over here, but just a thought, then won't you think the whole world would be completely rid of all the diseases?
Exactly.
And of all the illnesses, which, as all we know, it seems to be a very far-fetched, distant dream at the moment. So if that's not the solution, then how about nutritional approaches, lifestyle interventions and supplements? What about them? No doubt it does make a huge difference, and it's certainly a leap in the right direction.
Yeah, and however, like the question relating to the complete reversal of chronic symptoms and illnesses, mm-hmm. as you said, that's what you're trying to say, it still remains, right? Yeah. And sure, I mean, doing all that, you can get relief and a better life, sure. But however, people find themselves on the edge.
Always.
Right? It's like the tipping point where one step in the wrong direction in terms of diet or stress or whatever the unique trigger or the triggers is for that unique person can reactivate or kind of, you know, the person can get back those symptoms.
Yes.
And the ease state. So, what are we missing? Despite trying to do everything right, why are most of us not able to reach absolute wellness, like true wellness?
Mm-hmm.
The body has always been considered and treated as a biochemical machine, and that's one problem. On top of that, they say the machine, that the thing that drives this machine is the genetics.
Mm-hmm.
Point number two. But the reality spans beyond the physical. That's why we're going to, that's the topic of today. What is there? What lies beyond the physical? And that's what we'll be covering today. Because we are bioelectric beings governed by the field that is our mind or super consciousness, which is non-local. And we have spoken about this in depth in episode 27, which is E equals to MC squared, the foundation of wellness. So if you haven't, please go and check it out. Please listen to it because you'll understand what we are talking about, whatever we are going to talk about today, in a much better way.
So let's dive a little deeper into these concepts today to really understand them better. So all of us can actually leverage our capacity, our capability to work on these levels and positively influence them as we draw closer to what we all desire, true healing and absolute wellness. Our physical body is what we perceive with our five senses.
That's one. That's what we are starting with, is a physical body.
Yeah. And it's also a connection to Mother Earth and, of course, the source of our physical energy, given the mitochondria inside the cell by metabolizing sugar.
Exactly.
It's affected by the things that we are already aware of, like nutrition, pharmaceuticals, botanicals, surgery, supplements, personal training, functional medicine.
Yeah, even, these are the things that come into play at the physical level.
Exactly.
And even, not completely, but even clinical herbalism. It's not completely, I mean, you all will see what I'm talking about.
Yep. And our physical body is also penetrated by other parts of ourself. And this concept is not something new. It's believed to be one of the oldest concepts of human existence.
Yeah.
There are five layers to our existence. And these five bodies are called koshas or sheets in the most ancient language.
Sanskrit.
Sanskrit, exactly. And then there are references to this even in ancient Egypt and Chinese medicine.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot to take out what they are called, but any which way.
Yeah. Every ancient culture knows this system and has described in their own different terms.
Exactly. So it's not just the physical.
Yep.
But it's also, and I think we don't need to talk much about the physical body today because that's what everyone talks about and that's what we also keep talking about. But let's just hop on to the electric body for a brief moment. So the electric or the energy body is what makes up our physical body. And if you don't get this, then again, go and listen to that episode 27. So the second level is like our body's electric system.
Mm.
That's the electric body. And it's all about how our nerves work and create electricity and magnetism. Apart from the fact that the atoms, the structure of the atoms, and when you go and you look at it under the electron microscope, what you see is just energy. Right. So apart from that, this is it's like the nervous system is what connects us, the physical body to the electric body.
Yeah.
Right. And so these electric currents that are generated by the nervous system, they run along our somatic and autonomic nerves. Right. And the magnetic fields they go like outward from our body.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like the charges, and that's what I'm starting with autonomic response testing. That's what we work with because we have certain instruments that we use and we tap into the field that's around the body.
Yeah.
Right. So these electric charges or this electromagnetic field, it might get weaker as it moves away from us. So it's only like strong till a certain level, till a certain distance, and then it starts getting weaker and weaker, but that doesn't mean it's like completely gone. And of course it extends into infinity, right? And at this,
that's, I think, is an amazing point.
I mean, this concept is really new, and it may take time for y'all to get a grasp on it, right? Because and we are going to be talking a lot about it.
Yeah, to be very frank, I'm still learning about all these things.
So am I, right?
Yeah.
And an important point, that's the reason why our podcast is Journey to Wellness and Beyond.
Yeah.
Because when we say beyond, we also mean like getting to true wellness, which requires going beyond the physical.
Yeah, like we are trying to target illnesses from all different angles.
Completely. I will be giving an example towards the end. So this is going to be really interesting for you all. So hang in there. Okay. So at this level, the second level, the electric body, there are also other important forces we know about, like gravity and the strong and weak forces in physics, you know. And a scientist named Fritz Albert Popp, he discovered something amazing here. He found that every cell in our body gives off tiny particles of light called biophotons. Similar to the magnetic fields that are created by our nerves, biophotons, or like once they are emitted, they continue to travel through the universe for billions of years, basically to infinity. It's not
exactly what just you spoke about.
It's
the same thing. You're generating these from your own being, your own existence.
And the reason why you can't see them is because they possibly are not completely, entirely a part of the third dimension, which is restricted by space and time, which is something completely different. We'll get into some other episode. Mm-hmm. So, so similarly, of course, the light thins out as it travels further into space. And these biophotons are highly coherent, like polarized and squeezed. So like in short, they are very organized and they march in a straight line like this.
Yeah.
Like they have a specific direction.
Yeah.
And so now that I'm learning autonomic response testing, so we have a pole filter which is made in a certain way. It's not the normal pole filter of the camera. They have these straight metal rods, specially designed by Dr. Dietrich Klinghart, my teacher. And so we use this pole filter to actually look into, tap into this the emissions of the biophoton light, the biophoton emissions, to see whether it's coherent or incoherent, whether they are running straight, whether how the emission, basically to deal with the emission. So the information they carry is like who you are, your metabolism, your emotions, your thoughts, etc. Basically everything you can think of. So in turn, they help control a lot of things in our body, like regulating neurotransmissions, neurotransmitter releases, detoxification, and many other functions in the body.
Wow.
And this comes before the biochemical functions.
Okay.
Because this is what actually powers the biochemical functions, yeah. Right?
So preceding our illnesses, I mean, the damage is already happening on those levels, and then finally it gets translated into our body at a physical level.
You're already getting the point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, what she's talking about, possibly y'all are not getting, but that's fine. We'll get into that. So our second body or the layer is, in short, is more what we experience and how it affects our biochemistry. And more interestingly, proves that we are infinite beings. We are similar to stars or planets that emit light. So you are stars living on this earth, right? Okay, so we have, and affecting this level, are electromagnetic fields. Now, EMF, as I previously mentioned, they are not good or bad. Like, it's not bad, I'm sorry. Not all EMF is bad. There are native and non-native electromagnetic fields that can impact this layer, the second layer, either positively or negatively. So, for example, grounding is native and beneficial, while on the other hand, like non-native EMF would be things like artificial light. We don't have them. This is not artificial light. It's so artificial light, incandescent, electronic devices, cell towers, etc. Whatever is like man-made. Yeah.
So, ironically, it's what we are using right now. But very soon, even we plan to change everything into a cable connection.
Oh, yeah. We'll be getting rid of the wireless stuff as well. So, okay. You can think of the native EMF as being more like vegetables and fruits derived from nature. And non-native EMF would think of it as pest-laden fruits, vegetables, whatever, highly processed inflammatory foods, which are prepackaged and processed and stuff. Okay, let's move on to the third level of the body. I see we are running out of time. This third level is what we call as a mental field. So this primarily consists of our thoughts, beliefs, attitudes. So, you know, I'd say mind over matter. And this is also where placebo and nocebo originate from. And so this is a form, this is so huge that it's almost next to impossible to measure. Unless you're using complex mathematics, that's the only way to measure it. So it can be said to extend theoretically into infinity squared. So the fourth and the fifth layer beyond that. So we'll get to that. So in this level, there exists an individual mental field that's our own individuality. And a consensus or collective one, which is called the morphic field. And this is a term that was coined by Dr. Rupert Sheldrake. He's a well-known English author, biologist, parapsychology researcher. And I think that these guys, they call it Akashic, not this guy, not Dr. Rupert, but there are people who call Akashic records, and it has something to do with this. Okay, I've not really looked into it, how connected it is, but
yeah.
That's mm-hmm. the way it is. So,
and also, obviously, I mean, speaking also about our emotions over here.
You're reading that book on emotions, right? You should add something.
Definitely, I would. I think the next one that we roll out, the next podcast, I think we should be talking
about. The episode,
about,
right? Yes. Yeah, sure. Let's talk about emotions.
Yeah. So our emotions, which we talked about at the previous level, they are influenced by what we think.
Of course.
Our thoughts can make us feel different emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And these emotions can affect our bodies. It's like a chain reaction. We all have our mental field, kind of like a bubble around us. But our mental field also connects with the mental field of all other humans.
That's what Dr. Rupert Sheldrake said. The collective, it's like the human internet. Think of that as a human internet.
So just like our physical body can get sick, even our mental field can too.
Of course.
And trauma is really what wreaks havoc at this level.
Mm-hmm.
And also goes on and creates the limiting beliefs as an effective way to deal with it.
Yeah.
So that's an issue. But beneath the constant stream of these thoughts, feelings, sensations, which is a part of our mind, or the third layer, which we can call our reactive mind, is the intuitive body, which is simply awareness, where lies an inner knowing, just the knowing of everything.
So now Julie's talking about the third body, which is the intuitive body, which is, the fourth one, which is beyond the mind.
Yeah. And it's our intuition, it's the intelligence, which is beyond the mind and the language. It's the reflective aspects of our consciousness. It's all part of this fourth body.
So you can call it your higher self, actually.
Yeah. And here we develop our awareness and deeper insight into the nature of who we are and how we relate to the world around us.
Actually, this, the fourth body, it because since you say this, it's more like you're talking about ego also. The ego, and ego is not a bad thing, okay? And we'll get into this again in another episode because, damn, we are running out of time. So any which ways, it's also the ego. So which kind of analyzes the information we receive, and it's like, perhaps is then like forward by the mind to the third body. So remember this, you know, we are trying to simplify. Not necessarily means that it exactly work the way we are trying to explain it to you all. We are trying to simplify it so that you all can better understand it.
Yeah.
So when this information is passed on from, you know, the fourth body to the third body to the mind, this is where we start forming our beliefs. And this is, and it's the latter that we need to enhance for attaining deeper wisdom and insight, right? So in short, it is the coordinator or the organizer of sensory input. And I mean to say the intuitive body, not the mind. It's basically passing down information to the mind. And this is what actually allows us to develop a deeper awareness and to see the reality for what it is. So it's our perception. It's shaping our perception. And the thought of as the mind beyond the mind, the intuitive body. I mean.
Yes.
And it's not just that, but y'all might find it very hard to believe, but don't worry. This is again backed scientifically more physics related than biochemistry or biology related. But there are things like near-death experiences and past lives and expressions of like family issues that have been passed down through generations or influence or connections with genes and karma. Or karma is actually emotional baggage. And so these things, all these things can be found on that level. So any which ways. And then finally,
absolutely said, it's a little tough topic to discuss on, but we are still, I think,
because a lot of people think it's woo woo, you know, but it's not. I mean, trust me. I mean, I have been studying this and I've been fascinated by this, and physics has more answers. The new quantum physics and the new physics, the new emerging physics has an answer to this, right? And after that, what do we come to?
Yeah, we come to the fifth level, of course. And this is the spiritual body.
Yes, the spirit.
The only relationship that exists here is a relationship between the individual and the divine.
Yes.
Because the spirit is the connection to the divine. Similar to drops of water that form a part of the ocean.
That's true.
The fifth body has no flaws and it cannot be described in words. It can only be experienced by the individual. No practitioner or coach can connect to this body except the individual itself using meditation.
Yeah. And just a quick note that divine doesn't mean something that's separate from you. You are divine in itself. And basically, we all are one. And for our human brains, this is a concept that's hard to absorb. We probably won't be able to ever understand this concept with a human mind. So any which ways, let's move on. So as for the disease manifestation and the wellness part, so there are both downward and upward influences, as you were previously mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean to say is that when a problem occurs on a higher level, it can affect the lower levels. And the reverse is also true. So for example, vitamin C intake, which is at the physical level, of course, cannot address a complex issue like post-traumatic stress disorder, which is on the level 3, which is the mind.
Yeah.
Right. And they exist on different levels, basically.
Yeah.
And to recover effectively, you either need to work on the same level where the problem is, that's the mind.
Yeah.
Or even if you're working on the physical, you need to make sure, of course, working on the physical will help in terms of relief. That's the reason why we mentioned, you know, when people take supplements, nothing is really happening many a times. You know, they are on the edge. This is why they are on the edge.
Yeah.
So each level can have its obstacle, except the fifth one. And this can stop or block the healing. And so it's interesting to know that everything we see happening in the physical world also has a reflection on other four levels. So, and on the other hand, our physical body is like a screen, okay, that shows what's going on at the higher levels without affecting the lower ones immediately. So the things take time to trickle down.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, when you think about how it's connected, like once a person is in trauma, it takes time for chronically to shift the nervous system response. The autonomic nervous system takes time to shift. You know, the hormones take time to get out of balance.
Yeah, adapt to the environment.
Exactly. So sometimes issues can originate in the higher levels without affecting the lower ones immediately, as I mentioned. And this is a key concept in modalities like herbalism and acupuncture, where practitioners use methods like pulse and tongue diagnosis to detect the disturbances on the second level before symptoms appear
or manifest.
What I'm trying to say is, mm-hmm. as I repeated it twice, that it takes time. And as the problem is trickling down from the higher bodies, it's not started exactly showing the signs and symptoms on the physical level, but then you all catch hold of it by assessing the tongue and other stuff, yeah. because it starts showing over there. How interesting is that?
Yeah.
Right? So let's take a more concrete example on how these five level and transmission of diseases work and the problems, I mean. So let's say there's a young female having a clinical diagnosis of anorexia nervosa. And we know that zinc deficiency it has a major role to play in this case. One of the things, okay, let's not just get into other things, just to simplify it. So supplementing with zinc on the physical level will bring about a significant relief, right? But it'll keep her on the edge,
yeah.
right? And that's what happens with most of y'all, that y'all are taking a supplement and the moment you stop or whatever, I'm back. So when we consider her case from a higher perspective, specifically the electromagnetic body, which is the second one, we might discover an underlying issue wherein it can be a hidden malabsorption syndrome caused by overactivity of the sympathetic celiac plexus. And this is leading to the narrowing of the lymphatic and the blood vessels in the gut. Basically, then, in short and sweet, simple words, it's like, you know, the vagus nerve, it's in the gut and it's controlling everything.
Yeah.
So this is affecting our blood flow and stuff, you know, by dilation and stuff of the
constriction.
Exactly. So what happens over here is that this can be generally also, we can go a step further and work on this level. Like, for example, things like acupuncture or neural therapy. And what if she goes and she does these things, it's going to again give her even more relief. So possibly it's better than even supplementing, but it's not entirely still resolving the issue, right?
Yeah.
So then what we go ahead and then we see that, okay, so when that happens, once she, let's say she goes for these treatments, so she can regain some of the ability to absorb zinc from her food. So that kind of eliminates the need for at least lifelong zinc supplementation.
That's a relief, right?
That's a relief. And, but now there is more. You know, when we look deeply into her case, and that's why A case history, case analysis is really, really important to understand the person, and that's what we really, really focus on. So when doing an in-depth case study, so we find that this young woman has had unresolved issues with her father in terms of conflicts and stuff, because the father was like really strict and even violent at times during her childhood, of course. So so this memory, it's still lingering inside her subconscious. She's not aware of it consciously. And so it's being held in her limbic system. And then this kind of triggers her hypothalamus and sends the stress signals through the sympathetic nervous system to the celiac ganglion, putting it in a state of chronic arousal, right? So we did do acupuncture and stuff, and it's kind of helped it a bit by
trying to reset the vagus nerve.
Yeah, but then if you really want to work on it on the root cause, you gotta resolve that problem, right? So you have to resolve the conflict in the celiac ganglion to calm down for good. And the person can then start absorbing zinc from the food, leading to reemergence or recovery. Importantly, the third level has an organizing impact not only on the second level, but also on the first level. So it's like a two-way street. You know, without the ability to absorb nutrients from food, which is the first level, and a well-functioning autonomic nervous system, which is part of the second, it's a part of both.
Yeah.
Nervous system belongs to the first level and the second level. And the person wouldn't have the energy to and mental capacity that's required to confront the past and engage in absolute recovery. So it's not like just because problem lies in the higher levels, that means the physical level should be ignored. Absolutely not. Every level is equally important.
Yeah.
And every level has to be worked upon strategically.
Yeah.
Right? So hence, it's best to address all levels, right? And the third level operates based on simple natural principles gradually being rediscovering by modern psychotherapy. And so these principles emphasize on like nurturing and providing love to a child, offering learning capabilities, nourishment, warmth. These things are really important. And that's why the upbringing of a child is, you know, the way
crucial.
It's really crucial. And violating these fundamentals affects the long-term health of the person, not immediately during childhood, but in adult life. And yeah, and I think that's what it is. And we're actually running out of time.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to say a little more, but yeah. Anything else you want to add on?
No, I think you've explained it well. And this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
So guys, brace yourselves for the next one as well.
Yeah. So hope you found this useful.
Yes.
And as always, remember to like, subscribe. And that's what they say for the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And every Sunday we have an e-postcard we send out to our dear readers, and you know, just to keep in touch with them with anecdotal stuff and nice picture that relates to how the week has been for us, and just an update on what we spoke about on the podcast, like just mentioning it. And so you all can definitely sign up for that. And all the links to our websites and all of that stuff can be found in the description. And we
as always.
So we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And we will be seeing you on Friday.
Yes. See you all, guys.
Until then, be happy, be healthy, and